JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 68, Zionism.
One of the fallouts from the Dreyfus trial was the presence of Theodore Herzl, who was present at the trial and witnessed the overt anti-Semitism of the Parisian mob. Herzl then came to the conclusion that anti-Semitism could be solved, but it could be solved only if the Jewish people, so to speak, would be normalized. By normal, he meant that it would have a state, it would have a flag, it would have a location, it would have an Olympic team, it would be just like all other states. In fact, in one of his famous comparisons, he said it'll be like Guatemala. Well, history has shown that the Jewish state has never been like Guatemala. But nevertheless, that was his idea, and that was his motivation for Zionism. There were other motivations for Zionism. I discussed with you the Lovers of Zion, which came from a religious motivation to go back to the land of Israel. It was a motivation of socialism, of building a new country, of trying a new experiment in life. All of these combined somehow to create the Zionist movement. And in 1897, the first Zionist Congress took place in Basel in Switzerland. There were representatives from all sections of Jewry present there. Herzl prophetically proclaimed at the end of the conference in 1897, "I have today founded the Jewish state. It will take 50 years for others to see it." Well, it was in 1947 when the United Nations agreed that there should be a Jewish state in the land of Israel. And therefore, that's how the Zionist movement was created. And it was created basically as a secular nationalist movement that didn't want to have much to do with religion. It was mainly run by Jews that were not observant and not traditional, but were strongly nationalistic and wanted to help the Jewish cause and felt that this was the way to help it. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.